The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Yeah, we had a good time there, Jenny. We danced it out. Alison Spittle, comedian ledge to the stars, is in the house.
Hello!
And we just danced it out. We thought we'd get to know each other again and just dance it out.
Nice. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Producer Trace ran when we did that. The three of us danced.
Are you getting up? She was like, no, I'm not.
I asked for a pint, by the way. You're around. How are you, Alison?
I'm good. It's kind of, I was listening to you on the way in with the taxi driver.
Okay.
I have to give him a shout out because he's excited that I'm on this show.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was. Because you know the way you used to go through security and you say where you are and he was like, oh, you're going on the Nicky Byrne show. I certainly am.
Yesterday, a taxi man today, and there was an accountant assistant.
An accountant assistant to the stars.
That's a good reflection of the people, you know.
It's mad, isn't it?
And I was kind of nervous because you were talking about smelling guests. And
Can I just say... Yeah, Alison is after putting on some very nice perfume here, and I just said, I was standing here and I went, what is it? What is it? It's lovely.
It's Body Shop Japanese Blossom.
Well, I'm telling you.
Pure.
You'll wear it well.
Good, because I felt I smelt of salad dressing before, so I was a bit worried.
You thought when you left that in future months and weeks, somebody said, who was the smelliest guest, Jenny? Oh, jeez, your woman, Alison.
You know what I'm about? Listen, I don't really care.
Salad dressing.
I don't really care what our guests have to say or anything like that. It's more how well do you smell?
Well, I think I smell perfume and
out of 10, I'm going to give you a 12.
Really?
That's really impressive.
So it's a good start.
I'm delighted.
So tell us, Alison, I did see you briefly down at Electric Picnic. I know we were doing that.
Yeah, that was fun.
How are you getting on? What have you got going on at the moment?
Well, being at Electric Picnic and kind of interviewing people has now inspired me to go on and do another thing. I'm going to do my own talk show in the world.
Does Ryan Tuberty know that you're taking over the Late Late Show?
He knows. I've been sending him letters.
Okay.
With no one attached to it, but like he's just go be careful. He knows what I'm on about. So I'm going to do a talk show in the Workman's on the 30th of October, and it's going to be mad. I haven't got any guests yet, so I thought I'd do a call out on 2FM.
Okay.
So if Jim Core is listening, Jim Core, I want you on my show. The class. Do you have Jim Core's number, Nicky?
I don't actually.
Really?
No, I don't.
Like if you were like at the Smash Hits Awards, you know, swap numbers, maybe go for a pint.
It was never. Yeah, I mean, I've met him.
Have you?
Yeah, I met him a few times back in the day. I haven't met him in a long time, but no, I don't have any of the Core's numbers. Keane Egan was on The Voice with Sharon many years ago.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe that's your way in.
If you give me Keane Egan's number,
okay.
Is there anybody else that we could get you?
Out now, yeah.
Yeah, just call it out on air there.
Give me a second. You think I'm joking?
089-124.
No, there's no, it's not 089. It's 086.
Yeah. I can't. Okay, no matter.
Do you know what? Do you want me to give you Nicky's if you want him as a guest?
Yeah, I'll get that.
Is there anybody else we can get for you? Because I'm sure we may have access to those numbers.
Who else can we get?
Who would you like?
Marty Morrissey.
Sure, listen, he's only down the corridor.
He is, isn't he?
You can see him down there.
I can sneak off after.
Stand there combing his eyebrows.
Alison, is this talk show, is there one guest for the hour or 2 hours? Or is there 10 guests or 3 guests? Or how do you see it playing out?
We see it like it's going to be mad. It's going to be absolutely mad. At the moment, we're looking for like 2 guests.
Okay.
You know? But we're going to have like fake adverts and everything and make fake adverts, so it'll be like a television programme. And I want to do that whole one for everyone in the audience, but with terrible things, you know?
Right, okay.
Like, I don't know.
A copy of Nicky's album.
Oh!
I'm joking!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my God!
He knows how much I love him. Okay, I just hide
so
it.
No, any publicity, good publicity. The album will be out next year, exactly. So
will it?
I'll have a signed copy for you, Jenny. No worries. Alison, I'll give one to you too.
Nice, thank you. And then I'll split it 16 ways for everyone in the audience. Yeah.
So Jim Core is the one you want. Anyone
I
else?
I think so. Well, like Beyonce, but like I'm trying to be realistic.
Okay.
Do you know she's not in the country that day? I've looked.
Right.
You not know. No. You want to check who's around. Jim Core would be a great one. Actually, I haven't seen him interviewed in a long time.
What about you, Jenny? Who would you, if you were presenting a chat show?
What about me? Would you like to interview me? I'm always available.
Who would your dream guests be, Jenny?
Joanna Lumley.
Joanna Lumley.
Yeah.
She'd be class.
Wouldn't she be amazing?
Yeah. there are people that have done great things but don't seem like that good crack.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention who, but you know. But
go on, give us a name.
I don't know. Kofi and Anne.
Anne Hathaway,
yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a nightmare.
I like the way we've put both of them in the same category, Kofi and Anne and Anne Hathaway. A bit dry.
Listen, we've scientists and taxi men listen to the show. So, you know, we're
so this is
going to
be, when is the show starting and where can people watch it?
So it's going to be, you can buy tickets and come as a live member and you can get bundles with the Workmans because I do this other sketch show called The Mess Around and it's on the 25th and the 30th of August. You can buy a bundle and come.
Did I say August? And it's not like me to notice these things.
You were concentrating on the Body Shop spray stuff to make it smell nice. Forget the dates.
Is it October or November?
October. Definitely October. And I think we're going to have a bit of a Halloween theme for the chat show. And we're going to get cool bands in. It'll be good crack. And then we're going to have it on the internet so you can watch it. So if you Google what I've talked about recently, you say Alison Spittle chat show October, not August. After October 30th, maybe you'll find it.
Look at that.
Well, Alison, we haven't decided.
Are you on social media, Twitter? Do you like social media?
I love it. Yeah. I love it long time, so I do. It's very good, social media. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. That's a bit weird.
Do you react then to, you know, those kind of social keyboard warriors, the social networking keyboard warriors who like to...
I am terrible for it, but I delete everything.
Do you bite back if somebody slags you off? Or?
Well, like, I get in silly debates. Do you know if you're watching, like, politics stuff on the telly, and I'm like, well, I think you will find, sir, that you are wrong. And then I'll delete it because I kind of want to work for RTE and you have to be neutral. I'm being very good, but yeah.
It's a good start. You want to be neutral. It is a good start.
I don't really get slagged off that much on social media because Ireland's so small and I'll find the person, you know.
I will find you.
I will kill you. And I will slag you off.
And I'll bring Liam Neeson to your door.
Right. Are you ready to be our celebrity quiz master today, Alison?
I was born ready.
I'm delighted
now that the
make sure we don't
foot.
See the answers now.
Okay, I'll put it in my armpit.
I'm being fair.
The armpit is nice and smelling very fresh. The
smelling
fresh.
Of the yeah. Body Shop.
Body Shop fresh.
Right, we are 10. We are locked at 10-10. Mm-hmm. At the moment.
You've just made up that score.
I have not.
It's 10-9 to me. It's not. People have texted in. Do you know,
Alison?
You can have.
You'll understand.
You'll
understand that we're not 10-9.
You're
10,
like a
10.
Couple rowing.
It's 10-10.
I'm going to let you have the point because I'm going to wipe the floor with you anyway.
It's the Celebrity Wednesday Rewind. This is the battle of nostalgia where the clips will be played. Alison will come around this side of the desk with help of producer Trey's to the stars. And she will play some clips for myself and Jenny. Don't know them. Don't know the answers. Got to guess in. It'll be clips from movies, TV shows, music, sport from the 80s stroke.
And if
90s.
You know the answer, you just got to knock out the other person in order to be allowed to answer it.
Alison, are you ready?
I'm ready, let's go.
Okay, let's take a quick break. You come around here, get set up.
Drop down.
Oh. Off the volume. See, we're not on the right side of the desk now. Alison Spittle.
It's a very big desk. It took us a whole song to walk around.
We've lost the music.
We've lost the music.
Up a tiny bit.
Wait.
Up a tiny bit.
I feel like a failure.
No, Alison, there you go. No, Alison,
stop.
Hold it there.
Lovely.
Nice. Cool.
How do you feel?
I feel, well, lads, I feel surprisingly nervous.
You
really do?
Really? Comedians don't get nervous. You are now flying the ship.
I am.
Or driving the car or sailing the ship.
Keep going straight. Flying the
Can I say there's been some debate over which one of us is winning and we asked listeners to, we haven't played this in weeks and we couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Stop flicking through the paper. And
this is how
somebody,
I relax.
The first text in said it's 10-9 to Jenny. The next one said it's 7-6 to Jenny. So all the texts seem to be saying I'm winning, but Nikki has decided it's 10-all. I'm going to let you have that because I know I'm going to win.
Jenny,
so it's fine.
Jenny, do you want us to go back and check the tapes the last time we played?
If you have the time to bother doing that, then by all means, be my guest.
Oh, we've got people who'll do
that. But let's kick it off anyway, because
stuff to do.
The way it works is this is a quiz of nostalgia. These are clips from the 80s and 90s. They could be movies, TV shows, theme tunes, songs. And it is the first 2-3 that wins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you have the 10 today.
Okay.
It's like an audio reeling in the ears.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So we shout our names. You've got to decide, Alison, whose name was said first, if it's close.
Okay, have manners, lads. Don't just rely on shouting, because I won't take it. Like, I am a sturdy lady.
What about bribes?
Just because you got engaged 2 weeks ago, look at you, all bride it up.
If you got a ring, that'll be grand, Jenny. I'll take that, you know. Yeah. But I tell you, will we start with our first question?
Okay,
then?
Let's do it.
Okay, so what you have to do, lads, is name this song. Go.
Oh!
Can we get some more volume, please?
Ah, come on.
I know it. Jeez.
Okay. Right, will I give you a clue?
No.
No?
Why can't I think of it?
I'll tell you why we're going to give a clue, because Jenny's a DJ, and if she can't get it, she can't get it.
Why can't I think of it?
Four.
Sorry, it's both.
You're
three,
a musician.
So two. One.
Okay, down, yeah? Okay, lads.
You missed what she unlucky said there. There was a hint of sarcasm in her voice. She said you're a musician.
Jesus. I didn't know.
It was someone like Mystique or Destiny's Child, but it wasn't.
Unlucky.
Ooh, well, unlucky. The time is gone. Okay.
It's okay.
So you were right.
Who
it's
was it?
Destiny's Child. And it was no. It was the first hit
and that's
single
no,
for them worldwide.
No limits.
Couldn't think of it.
Really?
Okay,
no,
here we go.
Well, let's go on to
we're
the other
just
one.
We're just warming up. Right, here we
name
go.
Name this song, lads. Name this song.
Nikki.
Okay, Nikki.
Now, answer
Nikki
it quickly. He's going to start doing this.
Nikki.
Come on. Now, you've got to answer it really quickly. And look, he always does this.
Nikki, you're supposed to be such a nice lad, Nikki.
I know you're trying to think of the song.
How can I do it? I cannot multitask.
Go on.
Why you cheat? Come on.
Stop plugging. He's trying to think of the song. I know him.
Oh, my gosh.
He does that. He jumps in. Now he's singing it in his head. What is his name?
Nikki.
2 seconds.
Come on.
Right now.
Five.
Right now.
Four.
Come on.
Three. Two. One.
I can't think of
Jenny. I will answer it, and I will also give you a clue. One of your neighbors.
He's not my neighbor anymore.
Murdered this song. Goo Goo Dolls.
Hang on a
Iris.
Second.
Yes.
Yes.
Hang
oh my
on a
gosh
second. Now, don't be knocking Ronan Keating. That is not. Not fair.
He did murder that song though, but that it is
yeah
good.
I'm going to defend
it
Ronan.
Is, it is.
You actually sing like Ronan sometimes. You want poor, and you're going to have a Ronan off. He's not going to come in there.
No, he's not.
A lot of people murder that song. I had to sing that song for my uncle's wedding's first dance, and
did
I
you
was.
Sing it?
I did, but I was very.
I'll go on, give us a bar. Come on.
Do you know what it was about? It was like this. I'm really sorry, you guys. And then I started singing. It was terrible.
Did you actually sing that?
Mm, yeah.
You're hired. You're
what,
hired.
What version was that?
That was the what?
Was it Goo Goo Dolls version?
Goo Goo Dolls, yeah.
The only version.
Just play that again.
The only version.
Just play it again.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
I know, it nearly
okay
was though, wasn't
did
it?
You,
if you heard.
Oh,
right,
you thought it was Storm, didn't you?
No.
Okay,
here
we go.
So that's one to Jenny, and that was released in 1998, and one of the biggest crossover hits of all time.
Can I say the very first time I ever heard
did
that song?
Did you just think that off your own head?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Very first time I heard that song was Aidan Leonard on the Cruise to Snooze back in the day. Fantastic
the
song.
Cruise to Snooze.
Now, this is nostalgia.
There you go, all right.
Right, number three now. This is a movie this time, okay? So name the movie.
Who are you?
Well, sir, I'm Jordan Rivers, and these here are the Soggy Bottom Boys out of Cottonelia, Mississippi.
Oh!
Songs of salvation to salve the soul. We hear that you paid your money to sing into a can.
Jenny.
Yeah? Okay, go
is
for it,
it,
Jenny.
Is it Many Stare Goats?
No.
Oh, I know.
Jenny, no.
So you can play it again now because
go on,
you got
Nikki
it wrong?
Yeah, you can have a 10-second tink as well. I'll give it to you.
Jordan Rivers, and these here are the Soggy Bottom Boys out of Cottonelia, Mississippi. Songs of salvation to salve the soul. We hear that you pay good money to sing into a can.
I have no idea. I'm going to go with it's obviously like Mississippi is mentioned, so I'm going to go with something like go and on. I don't think I'm right. A Time to Kill.
Oh no! But okay,
what was it? It was
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh.
It's a Coen Brothers film starring George Clooney. He won the Golden Globe for his performance, and Soggy Bottom Boys was the name of George's band in the film.
Good clip trace though, if we'd seen it.
It's a very good film. So
there you go, we'll put it on our list.
Nice. Now, another film for you this time, lads.
Okay, here we go.
I think this one will be easier. Name this movie.
Did people like
Nikki?
Okay, Nikki, answer straight away.
Walking around like regular.
No,
you can't. You can't look at me like that.
You can't
stop. Stop. You can. For the people who are listening, can't see
sorry
this. Jenny, as soon as I say my name. She comes
you
up.
You still haven't bloody answered it.
It's Sixth Sense. You can't come up and point your finger in my face.
Lads, this is like the afters of a wedding. I was going to get violent. You need to.
Playing the PPIs now in 2 weeks. Beating the crap out of each other at the table.
Now, fun fact for you lads, that was the highest grossing film in 1999. And it starred Bruce Willis and Toni Collette and was nominated for 6 Oscars.
And Hayley Joel Osment.
Absolutely.
You, honestly, Alison, your knowledge is
it's incredible.
Frightening.
I know. I'm just a brain box, you guys. So do you want this? This question now is called goal question.
So we're one all.
A goal question.
One all. I'm feeling, I have a good feeling I'm gonna about to get it back.
So what you have to do is listen to this clip, okay?
And here's Riley Keane.
Oh, good luck.
Yes! That is no more than Ireland deserve. Right out of nothing.
Or T1.
And Robbie Keane throws the lifeline. Robbie Keane could well have put Ireland into the second round.
Nikki.
Wait, George, you don't even know the question.
I don't need to. Well, you can tell me now if I'm going to go
okay,
for
it. Answer it. No, we'll ask me the question. And then you, okay. Who were Ireland playing in that match?
Germany.
Oh, how did you know that, Nikki?
Because he's no life, that's why. He doesn't leave the house apart from coming to work.
There's a lot of mutual impressment going on here.
Jenny, like just get your, pick your pen up there and write down 2-1 like you did when you wrote 1-0 to you.
Oh, we got it written down 2-1, 2-1. It's fine. Come on, Nikki, you can do it.
All right, okay.
What's next?
What are you taking sides for now? Jeez.
I'm not.
Oh.
You do. I just think.
No, it's fine, Alison. It's grand, honestly.
Okay, let's go. Another goal question.
Daniel Timofey,
come on. Nikki, seriously, how could this be for me? It's a sport question.
4-4 in penalties.
Nikki, what do you need to know?
Okay.
You can ask me what make of boots they were wearing.
Right.
What do you need to know?
Right, Nikki, what I need to do is name all the subs bench on the opposition team. Let's do it. Come on. So you have to name the goalkeeper.
For which team?
For Ireland.
Paddy Bonner.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jenny.
Jenny, that's 3-1. That means I'm 11-10 up. Thank you very much for playing, Alice. It's been emotional.
Therese really...
Jenny, you probably need to...
I think Therese didn't get
to apologise there. Just
we never have two sporting ones back to back.
Oh, do we not?
No.
Do we not? Well, we did today.
Well, I'm going home. All right.
That, Alice, thank you. I'm going to run around
here. Absolute disgrace. How the hell would I know that?
Jenny, how are you feeling?
I'm
3-1.
Pissed off.
It's 11-10. I just Alison, you can go back every single week.
I'm so sorry, Jenny. That's just